Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Because these teams are due not one fixture, but two, their scores may well be higher. The haunting lyrics of the great Daniel Pryor and his reworking of Eddie Grant's Double Avenue. For the longtime listener who's been here since we used to play at copyrighted music with Gay Abandon. And we have a double game week coming up on game week. But more importantly, we are back. Where the hell have we been, Dan Pryor? A sort of an epic World Cup hangover we've had.
Yeah, so hello. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Yeah, happy How are you finding the World Cup? And hello. Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I don't know what's been going on, but we are now back.
Did you enjoy the World Cup, Matt?
God, it seems like such a long time ago. Yeah, I loved it, actually. Yeah, I quite like the time of the day the games are on, and the final was quite an epic, wasn't it? Quite enjoyed that. It seemed to live up to the hype. It's rare you see a final where both teams are going for it so much.
Yeah, no.
In the latter stages.
I mean, obviously, aside from the, you know, fact it was in Qatar and what that involved.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. I like those times when there's four games in one day and you just sort of whole day is all these football matches going on. I was a little bit gutted. We never got like the Brazil-Argentina game and we never got the Spain-Portugal game. That was slightly annoying.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Or Holland-Brazil even.
Yeah, but overall it was good, and you know, and the big name players lived up to their billing in the final, which you don't often see either, really.
Well, I mean, this is slick, but I mean, the World Cup was what made me buy Marcus Rashford, and that has paid off with that wild card thing they gave us.
Hasn't it? Hasn't it just now? And what's worked against me, because you'll be surprised to learn, dear listener, that I'm still doing awfully bad.
I mean, worse than ever.
Possibly worse than ever. I sort of didn't have any faith in Man United. And they were playing Forest in the first game back, and I felt overly confident about our chances. So I've only had De Gea since we came back, and the key ones I've missed out on are Rashford and Luke Shaw. And I think you've got both of them, haven't you, Dan?
I have, yeah. Since that World Cup wild card, not one of these Johnny come latelys either.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Rashford is on ridiculous form, isn't he? He is one of the teams, in one of the teams, playing twice in the upcoming double, Dan. But, I mean, I just don't know with Man United whether these are two games that they're going to deliver huge points in. The Manchester derby at home to City. I mean, I know they're on a great run, United, but do you really think they're going to edge that one out?
Well, I remember last season they were. I don't know if it was last season, but in the like most recent seasons, it feels like they really raise their game for that and actually sometimes come out of it all right. I mean, I remember them doing really well against City about two or three years ago, and it was bewildering. Mm. I remember, I think I probably had De Bruyne as captain or something, and I was raging watching it. But wow. I'm pretty well set up for this. How many you got doubling?
Well, I've got three Man City players, sorry, and I've only got De Gea, so I've got two goalkeepers.
Oh, you got four,
which is absolutely useless.
Bench.
I just don't know. And I'd made a signing before I knew that Man United were going to have a double.
I should have really
listened to Krellin and his predictions of stuff like that. But instead, I signed Rodrigo for Leeds because I feel like he's coming into some form, and I like him as a striker who's classed as a midfielder, and I feel like Leeds have got a nice run of games potentially for him to score in. But then I realised that I should have really bought Rashford for the Man United double. But now I've got the choice: do I get rid of Almiron for a double Rashford? I don't know, because I don't know if I want to get rid of Almiron.
I was furious when we came back from the World Cup wild card, and he delivered again. Because I was like, that's it now. We've had the break. Almiron's back to sort of... Because he went on a ludicrous run, didn't he? Look at 10, 10, yeah. 12, 8, 6. And then he came back and hit another 8. Oh, my God. And I didn't put him in. I was furious. Yeah. So I'm glad there's been a couple of blanks. But
he's had two blanks in a row now, but I still don't feel like that's reason enough to get rid of him. But... Fulham at home next. I mean, Fulham are having a decent season, but still, you'd sort of expect Almiron to do something in that game. But I don't know. I'm tempted to get rid of him for Rashers because I've got the cash. Or maybe, I don't know about Man United defenders. I feel like they're going to concede some goals, even if they beat Man City. So I don't know. Because I've got Ben White in my team, the Arsenal defender. He's not doing amazingly well. And I feel like he could maybe be swapped out for a Man United defender, but I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Oh. But yeah, De Bruyne has been awful, hasn't he? I mean, if he doesn't deliver in this double, he is out of my team. The FPL plan destroyer, Kevin De Bruyne, has really not delivered in any sense. And I thought, like, Belgium came out of the World Cup pretty early. He'll be nice and rested. And he's done absolutely nothing since he came back.
It's been very annoying, yeah. I just wanted to flag quickly that since you've been back, your game week scores, the rank for that game week, 6.8 million, 5.2 million, 5.2 million. Those are your ranks, not your overall
rank. That's the ranks, yeah.
Which is in 3 million odd. But your ranks have been so bad for your game week score.
And you just broke the 1,000-point barrier,
didn't you?
All that matters, Dan, is I'm still in the overall cup. I'm still in.
You aren't going to believe what happened to me, Matt. You aren't going to believe it. It's astounding. The overall cup, I played someone called Adam Weinberg. I got 83. He got 83. Tiebreak. Weinberger progressed on most goals scored.
Really? Wow, that is close.
That's galling, isn't it?
That's rare. That's a rare thing in FPL, isn't it, that? My Lord. Luckily, I'm playing loads of really rubbish teams, so I'm currently 10 points ahead of Selman Lala Bouali. He's on 34. I'm on 44. But I'm just having a really bad run. I mean, I'm just sort of like everything I touch turns to... something not particularly great. Mitrovic I brought in, and of course he then got his suspension booking, which is annoying because I'd captained him for the double. But you know, I'm just making schoolboy errors left, right and centre. And I think it's because while I've been away, I've not really been getting my head deep into FPL. I've been sort of taking a break from it. And, you know, you miss out on key nuggets of information if you don't stay on top of things like this, don't you? I've not been having access to prior knowledge either. That's possibly another factor.
Well, I mean, you say about De Bruyne, but Cancelo has been even worse. My goodness me. Yeah. You've been aware of how he's been getting on?
Yeah, Pep's been messing owners around left, right and centre. Yeah.
He hasn't been playing. It's been horrendous since he came back. His value's gone through the floor. And I mean, if you look at before he went away, he had a -2 and a 1. So yeah, I had to bail out of him. That's how I ended up with extra players for this double.
So who have you got going into the double then?
Well, I've got Kane, Haaland, Rashford, De Bruyne, and then Kulusevski, who's a bit of a question mark, but I'd like to think he gets wheeled out for at least one of those games. And I didn't have enough transfers to really transfer him out. Yeah. Oh, and Shaw, of course. And then
you've got loads.
And what's been working well for me is there's been a double Newcastle defence. That's been amazing. I mean, Trippier.
Oh, yeah, you've got Botman as well, haven't you? He keeps being on your bench, and then he seems to always come on. You seem to have a lucky knack when it comes to that,
I've got to say, you've
got to... Incredibly fluky when it comes to that.
I recommend doing the Botman. He's been very, very good. And actually, I went extra crazy this week, and I've got him burned. So now... I've got three Newcastle defenders.
What? You got all out Newcastle defenders?
Yeah.
But they haven't got a double, have they?
No, but, I mean, they don't need one. Their fixtures are pretty good.
They don't need one. Three Newcastle defenders.
Well, I'm only playing two this week. I'm only playing two this week.
Extreme.
Well, Burns, four and a half. Botman's
scored. He scored the other night in the League Cup, didn't he? I've been messed around by Callum Wilson since we came back. That was annoying. He just suddenly picked up a little illness. But basically, I've been messed around by pretty much everyone. Trossard's come back and done nothing for me. It's just a woeful story from.
He's meant to be on the move, isn't he? He opened. He joined Spurs.
Oh, right. Well, that might work out better, to be honest. Yeah, because he suddenly dropped down the pecking order at Brighton for all of a sudden. But, I mean, Brighton are an interesting little team to look at the moment. That youngster for Brighton, who suddenly had an amazing start to his career. I wasn't really aware of him before. And what is it, Evan Ferguson? Do you have prior knowledge about him? Two in two?
Like, nah, come on, man. I'm not down with, like, Brighton's youth team. That's not my sort of... My remit's got limits. I'm obviously aware of him now he's played, but before then, no.
He's one for... But then Mitoma, who has, to be fair, been quite good for them since he arrived, quite a regular performer. He's also got two in two, but I don't know. I don't know about Brighton. Can't get too carried away with them. They've got Liverpool at home next. Liverpool are dodgy, though. As we've seen. Oh, we both had Darwin Nunes, didn't we? I mean, I think... So you've got out of him for Kane now, have you?
Yeah, I had to, because, I mean, it's a double, isn't it? He's got... What's he got? Two short of that 200 goals, two short of... A couple short of being a Spurs record goal scorer. I mean, it's set up for him. I know Arsenal fans always say he always gets a penalty against them, so he is due...
They're quite hard games for Spurs, though, aren't they, really? I mean, Spurs are...
Last season, I think Kane got...
A bit of a stuttering time since the comeback. They've not done amazingly well, have they?
No, but Kane has. Look at him.
Kane has,
8-11-7, one blank, and then 16.
I really need to have him in, because it's just like... It's clearly just Kane and Haaland for the rest of the season and one cheap other.
I think
is the way forward.
In last season, Kane got at least three goals out of those two games. So, I mean, because he went really ultra light. You should have bought me Pep when
okay.
1-3-2.
At home to Arsenal as well. I mean,
he's only blanked in one home game against Arsenal.
Wow. Big talk from Pryor. This is
convincing. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying.
I'm still finding your defensive options quite irritating. Never know who's going to play. Doherty scored, didn't he, against Palace? But then, like, he's often in and out of the side. Who is he starting every week now?
Then they concede first 8 games in a row or something. I wouldn't be bothering with Spurs defenders. I mean, Perisic is still an option because he's so many assists, but he's so much money.
Son's not really on it. The mask is affecting Son's form, I think, really, isn't it?
He said he can't see properly for it.
So that's not going to help, is it? But they're two tough games for Spurs. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes Harry can go anonymous in games as well. Let's not forget that. This
have you
where he does that?
Have you considered playing your triple
For Haaland?
Yeah,
I mean, I need something to bring me back into it. So yeah, very much considering that. But I'm just wondering if he even's going to start rotating the big man, you know, with old Alvarez. If he starts rotating Haaland, I mean, he seems to be the one safe bet in that Man City team. And yes, I am tempted because, you know, I think it's always a good time to drop a triple on Haaland, isn't it?
It's meant to be.
He blanked in his last game and he doesn't often blank.
There's meant to be something like fourth, you know, in game week 25, 27, there might be easier doubles for him. But then I don't know how far they'll be in the Champions League or other games where he's getting rested, like you're saying, rotating.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like he's fit. He's just blanked. He might score a good 3 or 4 in the next two games.
And I don't like chasing. If I don't play my triple and other people in the leagues I'm in do on Haaland this week, then that puts me miles behind, you know? Like, you know, like when they did, everyone did their free hit in like game week 8 or something, and that was really annoying because I didn't, I saved it. But a lot of people have played this, and then it just puts you that little bit far behind.
I think because I've got so few double players, I think I might need to drop the triple on Haaland, Erling Haaland, or Haaling as I call him.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to drop the triple because, like you say, as you mentioned with my ranks over the past few weeks, it's been pretty rank. Yeah, it's a bag of a rank.
So you doing it is what something makes me not want to do
but
it.
But then that makes me feel like if I do it, because remember, everything I touch turns to something not good. So, I mean, if I do it, I'm probably going to curse him because I'm in that sort of form. I'm in cursing form. But is he curseable? I don't think he is. He's like, it's a rare beast that comes along that is uncursable. And he is one of them, surely. I wouldn't be dropping it on De Bruyne. No way.
He scores, you know. I mean, he had that 13 away at Leeds, but they're not been mega since the World Cup. Like you said, he had a rest as well. One point against Brentford, 2 points against Chelsea, only one goal against Everton in a 1-1 draw. He's not been as prolific, and he better not bring that back when they play Spurs. So yeah, I might triple him, but I'll have a lot of players playing each other in this week, and it'll be annoying. Arsenal been good,
Arsenal have been very good, but I see that continuing. Really, I really think Arteta's finally turned the club around, but Spurs is a big test. Trip to your ground with the pints filling up from the bottom and everything, it is a big test of them. And I wonder if the wheels are going to fall off at some point, but they seem supremely confident, so much so that it doesn't look like that's going to happen to me, does it?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got three Newcastle defenders. I was starting to wonder if I need to get three Arsenal midfielders.
Oh, I know, yeah.
If you went down there, Odegaard, Martinelli and Saka, if you had that.
Saka, yeah. Well, I'm looking at Nketiah as well now. I mean, I really think he's a good cheap striker option. If you've got Kane and Haaland, get a bit of Nketiah. Jesus is out for a bit longer, isn't he? A good month or so to come, I think.
I guess it just depends if they buy anyone in the window, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And then saying that about those three midfielders, they've been strongly linked with that fellow off the place for what... I can't think of Shakhtar, I think it is. So they've been into that guy the whole summer, some 80 million.
So he might upset the apple cart a little bit with that. Yeah, because it's those... I don't feel like having an Arsenal defender has been so good since the comeback. But having at least two of those midfielders, like you say... Well, Martinelli's been amazing all season, hasn't he? Such a reliable performer. But yeah,
I mean, Arsenal did just stab a clean sheet against Newcastle, so I mean, they might have got back into their groove. Mitrovic, he's been annoying.
Mitrovic has been very annoying. Yeah, didn't you? You signed him. You got rid of Henry for him. You got rid of your Henry Hoover. You got rid of Tony for him.
Tony.
You got rid of Tony, not Henry.
I didn't get Rico Henry.
You got rid of Henry for
Mitrovic,
didn't you? And then
he did nothing, and the other one did well. It was only a 6-point difference in the end, really. And then, I mean, he's been out since, hasn't he? But Mitrovic got suspended. A lot of people captained him, and he got suspended for the second game.
I'm one of those people. That's what I mean about not really getting deep into FPL. I'm not looking at his yellow card statistics, mate. I'm going on gut instinct. I don't want to look into his disciplinary record.
What you've got to do is click the eye button on him and look at the yellow cards.
When you're an instinct player, you don't do that. Kane's one off as well, is he?
Oh, yes. Is that part of your instinct?
No, just making me think now. You mentioned these little nuggets.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been missing while we've been away, these little facts.
It could be tricky if he gets booked against Arsenal, which isn't impossible. He's out against City, isn't he? So that would be rough.
You're putting me off signing him.
And then there's talk of another double coming up. I think it's maybe Man United or something.
It's like, game week 22 or 23, I think. There's one coming in there.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean, that's why it's just constantly changing, the doubles that are on offer. And I just feel like I've not been keeping track. And I've come a cropper because of it, which is why triple on Haaland. Triple in a double. We love it. Yeah. Are they going to have easier doubles? Potentially, yes. But like you say, Dan, further on down the season, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, I just don't like having to make risky moves because I'm 20 points behind someone and that kind of thing. So I'd rather just...
I mean, at this stage, I've got nothing to lose, mate. I'm just so far down most leagues that something's got to give, man. Something's got to give.
Well, you could double Rashford, triple captain him.
Yeah, I just don't... I'm not sure these are the games to do a triple on Rashes.
Okay.
But I mean, hey, look... But Weghorst might be going to Man United, so maybe I'll get him in. He only scored 2 goals for Burnley last season, didn't he?
You can
lead a Weghorst to Old Trafford, but can you make him score? Not necessarily. I won't be signing him straight away. But they do need a striker, and it seems like Martial, what's happened to him is he's fallen out of favour again because of his disciplinary issues, probably.
I don't know, it's just Martial, isn't it?
He's just so unreliable. I can't bring myself to sign him. He's an absolute maverick. Chelsea have been rubbish, haven't they? I think we can all agree. I think Potter's days are numbered, really, by the looks of it.
That would be
mental.
Well, they got Felix now, aren't they?
Is Joao Felix on the game yet? Have you checked to see if he's in it?
I haven't. I'll have a look now, but he might be the cat that could help out.
Because he's getting rid of Aubameyang. Aubameyang's upset him. Everywhere he goes, he upsets people, doesn't he?
But does he upset him?
It's always a risky
sign. Makes it sound like he's like some sort of cruel person.
He's a handful, that's what I'd say. Aubameyang is trouble, then. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You pervy. Your mind always goes to groping, doesn't it?
What? Who mentioned groping?
You're talking about Aubameyang being more than a handful.
That's yours, not mine.
They've just been pretty bad, haven't they?
Anything to say about
Villa? Villa seem to be turning a corner.
Yeah, then
they had
that cup game.
Yeah. But I mean, with old, what's his name, former Arsenal manager at the helm.
Emery.
Seems to be improving, Dick Emery, a little bit improving slightly.
So you're saying after they just lost to Stevenage 2-1, Beckham.
Wow. Look, that's just the cop. It doesn't really matter, does it? But I mean, Lampard could be going soon, potentially, for Everton. They're not doing very well. Got absolutely pumped by Brighton, didn't they? Yeah. And they've not been doing great.
And if Brighton's out of the corner?
Leicester have come back off form as well. But, it's a funny time.
Forest, I was meaning, by the way. Sorry, not Brighton.
Oh, Forest. Mate, we have turned the corner. I mean, look. Blackpool in the FA Cup was our second 11. We've got so many players, you've got to give them a run out. So, it was a very good win against Southampton, wasn't it? Very good win. And we've got this Brazilian Scarpa. Have you seen him? Are you aware of him? Mm-hmm. Brazilian midfielder. We agreed to sign him in the summer, and he was like player of the season in Brazil last season.
Gustavo Henrique Nelly
Furtado Scarpa. Yes, he is amazing. He is an amazing passer of the ball. He also loves to skateboard, which I'm not sure about. He skateboards around Nottingham City Centre. He can do a Rubik's Cube in 90 seconds.
Right.
He's a very talented man.
Not a lot of football, FPL points for
when he dons the Gariboldi with our UN charity sponsor. What a lovely gesture from a lovely family club.
You might be scarpering for a good run.
I might be scarpering towards him, yeah. And then I still think, I mean, Gibbs White always looks impressive when I see him play for us. But like I say, about 1 in 5 crosses, he'll completely mess up. But the rest of the time, he looks great. And right. Aurier has done very well, hasn't he, Pryor? He got a goal the other week as well, yeah. You mocked us when we signed him. And you could do with some of his goals at the Tottenham Hotspurs, couldn't you, at the moment? Serge Aurier's got 18 points in his last 2. Good stats.
There you go, get him in.
4.5. No, I'm not going to go too big on Forest. I find it a massive distraction, actually. It clouds my judgment of supporting a team in the Premier League. But
don't worry about that next season.
Why? So yeah, because I'll be probably. Can you get relegated on FPL? I would be in the championship.
Oh, I'm at them.
I'll be in the championship if it, mate. Look, we're at the relegation zone. Things are on the up. Don't start with that.
Speaking of the leagues, Vauxhall Comps Game Week League. We've got new leaders in the Game Week League.
Who are they? Who are we talking?
We got David Gosling. Fulham, who's Fulham. Top with just shy of 1,200 points, Fulham fan.
Nice.
And just there behind him, Stuart Wilson.
Newcastle United. He's a regular on Twitter. He lives in Canada, yeah. Oh, wow. He's doing very well, isn't he?
He's
quite new to the game as well.
Getting a boot in the league.
He is getting a boot. Lovely, lovely Canada impression there. He's really booting, isn't he?
God. I like seeing Canada in the World Cup. That was quite fun. They didn't do as well as lively. Yeah,
they did. And then Gary Dredge in third place. Obi-Wan Kenobi Nil. Quite a good name, Star Wars based name, isn't he? He's English as well. He's a Liverpool fan. Well, there you go. Congratulations, everyone. We haven't done an update for so long. It's completely changed at the top, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on anymore, but I continue to be appalled by your game week scores.
I know, yeah. Well, we'll continue to be because it's not going to change unless it changes with this. Oh, I think we've got a Game Week Cup coming up soon. Every league has a cup now.
Oh, I think it's a while off, yeah. I think it's in the 30s.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I'll have improved by them. Yeah, Game Week 29. Get on board for the Game Week Cup. And what was this second chance nonsense?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What the hell is that all about? Second chance league?
There's a second chance league.
Yeah, I'm in it. I can see it. Yeah. I'm like right down the bottom of the second chance league. I can't even, no matter how many chances they give me this season, I'm not going to do anything. So it's a season within a season that starts from... after the World Cup. What a weird
idea.
It's
clearly a very thinly veiled attempt to get people to carry on playing FPL.
So please don't give up. Keep looking at our website to keep the clicks up. Please don't give up. Yeah. Well, it's not worked out for me. So, sod them. Sod the chimps.
Well, on that note, a cheery note.
On that note.
I've got a classic week here where I think I'm really well set up and it's going to go and land on my face. All these doubles, half of them will get suspended or injured.
Hope Kane gets a ban. Haaland scores two hat-tricks, triple captained, and back in the game.
Yeah.
We live in hope. That's all we ever do here at Game Week. And we remember as well, Dan, that it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game Week.
And a handful.
Yes. A handful.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.